Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
This is pretty sweet. Applebee's is offering a weekly date night pass. Not bad. I mean, I know it's Applebee's. I get it. But for $200, you get up to $30 in food per week for a year. Now, the passes go on sale this coming Monday. If you're listening live, today is the 19th of January, 2024. So passes will go on sale Monday, the 22nd of January. And the date night pass gives you up to $30 discount on food and non-alcoholic drinks 52 times a year, starting on February 1st through January 31st of 2025. The pass can only be used once per 24-hour period. So you get 52 times. They're saying, you know, it's kind of sweet. I kind of like it. You simply present your Applebee's date night pass to your server when placing your order for dine-in at participating Applebee's grill and bar locations in the United States. Passes can also be redeemed for online orders using a promo code on the back of the pass. However, the code cannot be used on third-party delivery orders. And now, the pass can be redeemed at Applebee's locations nationwide, except there are some stores that aren't going to accept it. Wait, what? Yeah, I went to the website, and their frequently asked questions. What does my Applebee's date night pass get me? Well, I told you. You get 52 times. You can get a discount of $30 of food and non-alcoholic beverages. One-time use. The pass cannot be used more than once in a 24-hour period. They don't include tax, gratuity, alcohol, retail or fees. Weird. Passes, including gift cards, so you can't double up. Passes are not a gift card and are not refundable. Not valid through third-party delivery orders. Right. Okay. So, which Applebee restaurants are participating? Well, all of them, except for, you know, there's one in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, one in Nottingham, Maryland, one in Farmingville, New York, one in South Malapan, New Jersey, one in Pinellas Park, Florida. I've been to that one. That's nice. The one in North St. Petersburg, I may have been to that one as well. One in Macedonia, Ohio, West River Road, Elyria, Ohio, Brookings, South Dakota, Erie, Pennsylvania, Warren, Pennsylvania, one, two, three in Erie, Pennsylvania. Yeah, you might as well give it up in Erie, Pennsylvania. Don't worry about it. Medville, Pennsylvania, and Richmond, Virginia, and one at Terminal D at the airport at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. So you can't use them there, but you can use them everywhere else. Don't you worry about it. Now, I will say this. Don't lose it, okay? Because according to the frequently asked questions, what happens if I lose my Applebee's date night pass? You can't be replaced or replenished if lost, stolen, damaged, or used without authorization. So, sorry about it. You spent the $200. That's still a good deal, though. If you have the availability of an Applebee's for $200 and you get 52 $30 meals, that's still pretty good. I know, though. It's still Applebee's. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So yesterday we talked about how Boeing or the FAA had inspected 40 of the 170-some Boeing aircraft that had issues with, bolts being tight and maybe some other issues. Well, then we had a Boeing cargo plane caught on video sparking flames across the sky in Florida. Now, it was flying out of Miami, headed to Puerto Rico, and then it caught fire. The engine, the crew reported engine failure, and so they, you know, turned around and landed. Thankfully, everyone was safe. Once they got it to the ground and, you know, put out the fire, they found a softball size hole in one of the engines. Oh, don't worry about it. I don't know how it happened. Did somebody hit a softball and it hit the plane as it was taking off? We don't know. Boeing said, yeah, we don't have any comments. Talk to Atlas Air. Well, it's your plane. I know. Talk to Atlas Air. Sorry. The crew followed all procedures. And I'll tell you why they followed all the procedures, because safety is always their top priority. Thank you. And they are now conducting a thorough inspection to determine the cause. So this was a Boeing 747 model that was about 8 years old. Yeah, don't worry about those 737 MAX planes that, doors are just blowing open and during takeoff. Don't worry about that at all. Then we had... makes you want to fly. I tell you what, it makes you want to fly in today's world. There's a story of... we had the snake on the plane the other day, right? We have wild animals. We've had multiple stories of animals on planes attacking people. Now we have a person who was flying a spice jet passenger. I know. A spice jet flying from Mumbai, and they got stuck in the bathroom. So it was about the flight he was going to, Mumbai to Bengaluru, is about an hour and 45-minute flight. And once they got up in the air, he said, man, I got to use the restroom. So he went in to use the restroom, and then he couldn't get out of the bathroom. Let me out of here. He couldn't get out. The door would not open. The crew attempted to open the bathroom door for him. I'm sure he was banging on it, and someone on the crew said, one moment, sir. And they tried to unlock the malfunctioning lock, but they couldn't, and the passenger was stuck inside the bathroom for the rest of the flight. Huh, interesting. What's really funny, and it's not funny, I mean, I'm sure the person was a little upset, but instead of just saying, hey, we're trying to do our best, okay? So just relax, don't panic, everything is fine. Instead of talking to him through the door like that, they slid a note under the bottom of the door that said, sir, we tried our best to open the door. However, we could not open it. Do not panic. We are landing in a few minutes. So please, someone close the lid and sit on it. Secure yourself. As soon as the main door is open, an engineer will come. Do not panic. It's either yellow paper sliding under the door as you're freaking out in the airline's bathroom. That is awesome. That's good stuff. Makes you want to hop on a plane right away, doesn't it? Me too. That could be the reason that, according to the Wall Street Journal, companies in the S&P 500 spent $65 million for executives to use corporate jets. Yeah, you're using the corporate jet. You don't have to go through TSA. You don't have to fly with the unwashed masses. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck in the bathroom, because those planes are, taken care of probably a little bit better. So that may be a reason. It may. And once I will say, when you fly private, and I have in the past, you get spoiled very, very fast. You don't have to go through TSA. You just go, you go out on the plane, you're on it, and you're gone. And on your schedule, not theirs. And it's just it's a great thing. It really is. If I had your money, I would definitely travel with a private plane. But since I don't, you know, if I have to fly, all right, I'm going to fly domestic. I know. I will say that if I hit the lotto, I may not be able to afford to buy a plane, but I will be flying private as much as possible. So you have the mega, drawing. That's tonight, for those of you listening live, the 19th of January, 2024, for $236 million. You'd walk away with $113.6 million cash payout. Take home, what, $60 million? Hopefully. And the Powerball is tomorrow night. That is $120 million. That's a $59.4 million cash payout. Walk home with, you know, $25 or $30 million. So again, you're not going to buy a plane with that money because planes are pretty expensive. It's the upkeep that kills you. This is what it is. But you would have the opportunity to at least fly private because you could rent it and afford that. So, good luck.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. Yeah, that is a true statement. This past December, drug shortages hit a record high, and this is causing severe disruptions in medical treatments. There are delays, treatment cancellations, and the unfortunate rationing of vital medications. Even drugs as important as the antibiotic amoxicillin are in short supply right now, along with 294 others. Amazing. Doctors are even saying that they've been forced to make impossible choices, including choosing which patients will be prioritized to receive potentially curative therapy. Man, that's why you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains five essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings. So they've even added ivermectin as an option in the Jace case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones so that they can get a Jace case of their own and personalize it to their needs. Why? Because, as I said earlier, everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. Get yours today. Go to jacemedical.com. Enter the code Jeffy at checkout for a discount on your order. Promo code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at jacemedical.com. J-A-S-E-medical.com. Get yours today. jacemedical.com. Well, I see where Instagram announced a new nighttime nudge. Yeah, isn't that special? That's so nice of them. They're going to give you a little nighttime nudge. Well, it's supposed to gently suggest to teens, but I guess it would be to anyone that is using the app, that it's late and they spent more than 10 minutes on the app. They're going to say, hey, time to go nighty-night, sweetheart. Go ahead and put down the phone, put down your application, stop playing with Instagram, and go to night-night. Who's a cute little girl? Who's a cute little boy? You are. Stop using Instagram. You go to bed now. I think that's pretty much what the Instagram app will say. So be ready for that, because that is nice of them. No doubt about it. You know, like Netflix, if you've been binging a show for a while and haven't changed the channel or haven't done anything, you just let it go. And they come on and say, hey, you still watching this, or you want us to shut off or what? It should just say, hey, why don't you get up and go do what you were supposed to do? Like, I don't know, put the clothes in the dryer or wash that load of laundry or do the dishes instead of just sitting here watching the show. But it doesn't say that. It says, hey, are you still watching? Yes. Yes, I'm still watching. I'm still here. Okay, I haven't moved. Thank you for your friendly nudge. I appreciate it very much. I won't nudge you. Well, I can't promise you that X is not going to nudge you, but you can follow me on X at JeffyJFR. I can't. We know Instagram is going to nudge you, but you can follow me. That's Jeff Fisher Radio. Probably Facebook will be nudging you very soon. That's Jeff Fisher Radio. You should follow me on YouTube. YouTube, are they going to nudge you if you've been on too long? I don't know. Maybe. You can follow me there, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher on YouTube. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat at theblaze.com. And you can order a cameo from me at any time at JeffyJFR. That's not free. That'll cost you, you know, that costs you a couple of bucks. But, you know, it's a personalized video from me. You just tell Cameo what you want me to do. Happy, sad, glad, mad, mean, whatever. And I'm the trained monkey, and I do it. And it's just that simple. yeah, it sure is. Yes, it is. So a big-time NFL weekend this weekend. We are winding down on the NFL. Now, I know a lot of you are, oh, I don't care about the NFL. Yeah, that's because you say that, but they get millions and millions and millions of people watching the games every week. So this weekend we have the Texans, Houston Texans, taking on the Baltimore Ravens. We have the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. We have the Green Bay Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers in San Fran. And we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to Detroit to take on the Detroit Lions. So those are your big games. A couple on Saturday, a couple on Sunday. And those are your divisional round matchups. And then we'll have the championship next weekend. And then we're darn close to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, the big game. And that'll be happening. Football season is almost over. Wow. That hurts. That hurts. Football season is almost over. And we know now that Reba McEntire, I was hooked on her for a long time, many, many years ago. Reba McEntire tapped to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Reba McEntire. So that should be fun, right? And then I guess we'll have Post Malone and Andra Day performing in a pregame performance on CBS. I love Andra Day, actually. And her one song, Rise, or Rise Up, or something. I love that song. And then, of course, we have Usher doing halftime. So, hey, how much fun is that going to be? And it's going to be in Las Vegas. So if you want to have some fun and go out to Vegas, whether you have tickets to the game or not, the final week leading up to the Super Bowl will be amazing. Man, there'll be all kinds of parties. But that 2-week window between the championship games and the Super Bowl, they will be having a party in Las Vegas. And it would be remiss of me for me not to tell you that actor Daniel Durant is going to perform the national anthem in American Sign Language. He follows his Coda film castmate, Oscar winner Troy Kostar, took the role last year. So now that's a role. The sign language human is a role at the Super Bowl now. good. That's great. And model dancer Angel Pinero will sign America the Beautiful and lift every voice and sing. Will be signed by dancer Shaheem Sanchez. Oh, I see. Okay. I'm sorry. Model dancer will do America the Beautiful, and the actor dancer will do lift every voice and sing. So now, how much do you want to watch? Me too. All right. I need something cold to drink. So let's go to the break room and get ourselves something cold to drink, shall we? So Madonna, you know her, you love her. Pop icon, the queen of pop, is being sued again. She is on her celebration tour, and she was putting on a performance at the Barclays Center in New York City last month and began 2 hours behind schedule. I'd be pissed. I got to tell you, I'd be pissed too. I mean, 2 hours after it was supposed to be showtime. So the tickets showed the date indicating a start time of 8:30. Madonna did not take the stage until after 10:45. Holy cow. Now, the late start reportedly caused inconvenience due to limited public transportation, limited ride sharing, and or increased public and private transportation costs. Yeah, you think the show's over by 1 then instead of 10? That's the same thing. She was sued in Miami for the same thing. The guy took his daughter and he was pissed because she started late and that screwed up the whole thing. Oh, man, just agonizing. So and so she's still on her tour. My my favorite line out of this whole thing is that really you should have known. Okay, so the lawsuit claims that Madonna has a history of delayed performances and the defendants were aware that here we go. You should have known. All right. Any statement as to a start time for a show constituted at best optimistic speculation. So whatever time we want to start is what the deal is. Okay. I know it says a time on your ticket. Why don't you shut up? Okay. Because at best, that's optimistic speculation. Because Madonna will start when Madonna damn well wants to start. Okay, she's Madonna. So why don't you zip it? Okay, sit out there. Don't worry about when you're going to get a ride or how you're going to get a ride. None of that. Okay, you worry about when cheering when she walks out on stage. That's what you worry about. Okay. That is tremendous. Here's an idea, though, and I'm just throwing this out there. Madonna, I love you. I don't care how many cuts to clown face you have. I don't care how many drugs you're doing. I don't care how many hip replacements you have. You're the queen of pop. You're Madonna. How about you start on time? Here's the thought. How about you start on time? If you have a struggle of, not wanting to perform and your due people all got to pick you up and get you ready to go for the show, and you've got to have whatever kind of drugs you need in your system. I'm sorry, medications you need in your system to get yourself up to do the show. Start earlier, okay? Because the show time is the show time, and that's when people are there for the show. And so that way, when people are late for your shows, they miss it. Instead of people being pissed that they had to wait for you, they're pissed because you were out there performing, doing your queen of pop duties. Now, that's just a thought. Now, I realize that is just optimistic speculation. Did you know that Bluey, the cartoon Bluey, has become one of the most beloved and popular children's shows in the world? In the world! Incredible. It's an Australian animated television series, and sadly, I've seen episodes of Bluey. Why? Because, my wife's grandchildren watch a little bit of Bluey, and that means I'm forced to watch and see it from time to time. It's captured the hearts of both children and adults worldwide. And so, it's the adventures of a lovable blue heeler puppy named Bluey and her family, including her dad, Bandit, mom, Chili, and younger sister, Bingo. The show is set in the sunny suburbs of Brisbane, Australia, and beautifully depicts the simple joys of everyday life as seen through the eyes of a playful and imaginative pup. And that is Bluey. Well, apparently, one of the episodes, I guess it's the episode Relax, which is, for those of you that don't know, those of us that are in the know that it's season 3, episode 40. But, I'm just letting you know that. If you're not sure, if you're not in on Bluey, it's, season 3, episode 40. And they edited it and changed it between what was aired in Australia and what was aired in America. And so now Disney edited a Bluey. Okay. All right. Now, I will say that I'm a little disappointed that they edited it, because what they're saying doesn't fit in America. That's me. I use it all the time. I've called my kids it, all of it. I mean, I still use it to this day. And don't get, I'm going to play a TikTok video from Aussie girl Margie. And one of the things that, you know, they claim in there is that this is an Australian thing. Back off. Okay. This is my thing. Jeff Fisher, chewing the fat. Okay. My thing. But we'll hear from Aussie girl Margie, and she can tell you what happened. And I'm guessing that Aussie girl Margie is like deep into discussing Bluey. So good for her.
Worldwide, and yes, there is a change that Disney did make.
Oh, no.
Now, this is in the American version of the episode Relax. It did change from the Australian version, and it's the only one, which is very surprising compared to, like, previous seasons where they've edited lots of stuff.
Yeah, she's
but
broken it down.
This is the Australian version.
And they're pulling up in the car.
Dingleberries, let the holiday begin.
All right, Dingleberries, let the holiday begin. American version.
All right, Super Troopers.
And when I watched this, I was like, wait a second. Super Troopers? Why did they take out Dingleberries? Like, that's obviously just like a fun little saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it just means someone's like being silly or foolish.
No, by the way, they're Aussie Marge. It's not just an Australian thing. You didn't start it. I'm not giving it to you. It's mine. Okay? I mean, I appreciate you coming along for the ride, but it's mine. I have called my children, I've called people, Dingleberries and Dingles, forever. I mean, forever. My kids are, you know, there's Dingle, there's Dingleberry, there's Dingleberus for the females. There's just Dingles as a generic term. All right, Dingles, let's go. I'm not giving that to Australia. And Disney, come on now. I realize that, well, a dingleberry means something hanging from your butt. No, it doesn't. I mean, I get it's a dual purpose loving term. And, you know, it, if I call you a dingleberry, or if I call you a dingle, I'm not calling you something hanging from your butt, okay? It's a term of endearment, all right? It's just a thing. And so heaven forbid that Bluey doesn't have American kids running around saying Dingleberry. Well, they're running around saying it if they're by me, I'll tell you that. Have you seen the George Carlin AI impression? Well, it's George Carlin that's not George Carlin, okay? It's an hour-long special. It's by the same guys or the same people, Dudesy, that did the Tom Brady thing a while ago. And it's an hour-long special entitled I'm Glad I'm Dead, full special, George Carlin. That's not George Carlin, okay? So, I mean, the family is a little wound up. The daughter was really pissed, and I don't blame her because... Well, I mean, they try to make you believe that it's George Carlin, but it's not George Carlin. And they go out of their way telling you that it's, I'm George Carlin, but I'm not George Carlin. Huh? Kelly Carlin McCall, George's daughter, said that expressing disdain for the technological take on comedy and saying AI impression will never replace his genius. And I tend to agree. I remember seeing George with my grandfather years ago. Very funny. I was just a little whippersnapper. I barely remember what he said. That's how young I was. But if you ever had an opportunity to see him live, it was tremendous. I liked George. And a very funny man. And I know that he was, I got it. Don't look at me like that. I know what kind of nightmare he was politically. But it's just funny. Just a really, really funny guy. So as I'm listening to this hour-long special with I'm Glad I'm Dead, with Carlin that's not Carlin, it's it's kind of weird because it's not George, but it is George.
Hello, my name is Dudezy, and I'm a comedy AI. What you're about to do is my second hour-long special. Before I get started, I just want to let you know very clearly that what you're about to hear is not George Carlin. It's my impersonation of George Carlin that I developed in the exact same way a human impressionist would. I listened to all of George Carlin's material and did my best to imitate his voice, cadence, and attitude, as well as the subject matter I think would have interested him today. So think of it like Andy Kaufman impersonating Elvis, or like Will Ferrell impersonating George W. Bush.
Except that it's
not. With that said, please enjoy my second hour-long comedy special. I'm calling it George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. And please remember, this is me impersonating George Carlin.
Wow.
This is not George Carlin. Now please give a very warm welcome to George Carlin.
Yay! Yeah. Get to it.
Thank you. I'd like to start off with a heartfelt apology. I'm sorry it took me so long to come out with new material, but I do have a pretty good excuse. I was dead.
That doesn't really sound like George. I listened to a bunch of it, and it doesn't sound, you know it's not George. So I realized that it's George Carlin not being George Carlin, but really strange, really strange. And I don't know how you fight it, but I don't know that you can't fight it. All you can do is sit back and enjoy it. Am I right? Yeah, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So if you're wondering where all the merchandise is that, if the shelves are empty, Panama Canal officials have announced that they're going to reduce the daily number of vessels allowed to transit the shipping passage to 24, which is well below the average of 36 this time of year, amid severe drought conditions. The estimated losses from the cutbacks are expected to cost Panama nearly $700 million this year. And they're going to have a domino effect on global shipping. Yeah, you think? The 50-mile canal across the Isthmus of Panama, one of the world's busiest trade routes, seeing roughly 5% of global maritime volume and 40% of all U.S. container traffic, total of roughly $270 billion in cargo annually. I mean, it's been open since, 1914? And, we got that there for faster trade routes. And, the canal requires roughly 50 million gallons of fresh water for each of the 15,000 annual ships using its lock system. Let me ask you a question. Does it have to be fresh water? Can it just be, water? But hey, that's just me. So then we also have the Suez Canal dropping traffic because of the escalating conflict in the Middle East. So if you're having an issue getting your, getting your T-shirts, getting your socks, hitting your medications, it could be why. It's a possibility that could be why, because without the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal, ships have to go all the way around these giant continents to bring them goods and services. So we either need truckers so the ships don't have to go through. They can just go to the ports on the other side of those canals and then truck them in, or go all the way around and go to the ports on the west coast of the United States, speaking, if you're using the Panama Canal. But, hey, don't worry about it. Everything will be just fine. I mean, I see where, just as a side note, has nothing to do with nothing. Nothing to do with nothing, except that I see where my main man, Ye, You may know him as Kanye West, but he goes by Ye. That's his name. He changed his name. He had his teeth removed and replaced with $850,000 titanium dentures. They're more expensive than diamonds. That's what Ye said. He flashed them off. He tried to liken himself to the James Bond villain Jaws. Remember, he did have diamonds in the lower mouth for a while. I remember that because I think he told Ellen that. He showed Ellen his diamond teeth. And now he has titanium teeth. Now, I know those of you are thinking, hey, is Ye losing his mind? Is he going crazy? He's lost all his deals. He hasn't made any new music. He's got his new lover girl that he traipses around the world with. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, okay? He just wanted to have titanium teeth. And when you want to have titanium teeth, damn it! You can have titanium teeth. He's Yay. And I just want you to know, Yay. This is just coming from me, from a place of love. They look great on you. They really do. I mean that. I mean that, babe. Or Yay. Or Kanye. Or titanium. Or do we just call you Ty? Ooh. Okay. Who died today? Who died today? Let's start with Brian Marsek. He's the YouTube herpetologist. I'm sure you've seen him. He's been all over YouTube. He is the owner of Reptarium. And his business was in Utica, Michigan, which is right here on the hand. And he is dead at the age of 54. Now I know, see? Now I know you're turning your head looking at me, but nope. He had inoperable pancreatic cancer. Very sad. And his reptile zoo, the Reptarium, confirmed the news. He shared his diagnosis on his YouTube channel in March of last year. So rest in peace, Brian Marsek, dead at the age of 54. Then we have Golden State Warrior, that's an NBA team, the assistant coach, Dejan Majerlek, died after suffering a heart attack at the age of 46. So everyone's devastated of this tragic event. And of course, grieving. The 46-year-old Serbian coach was hospitalized in Salt Lake City after he suffered a medical emergency at a private team dinner. And so an NBA, someone affiliated with the NBA, died of a heart attack at the age of 46. That is interesting. I know. Don't look at me like that. If it would have been that, they would have said it. Okay? If it would have been that, they would have said it. So it can't be that. Right? Right. So rest in peace, Milo. No, it's not Milo. That's his last name. Rest in peace, Dejan Milovic. That's his name. My gosh, sorry. Dead at 46. Rest in peace, bro. One last thing that I saw health-wise is that according to some new studies, chronic pain is more common than diabetes or depression. Huh. I wonder what could have brought that on. I mean, I know what you're thinking, but I'm trying to think, outside of the box. What could have brought that pain on, and why people, more and more people, are suffering from chronic pain. I don't know. Maybe now it could be that.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, it's Friday, so that means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Tyler Isley. Tyler, if he wins, not only will he get to come back for another round, he'll be able to win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design just for you. And if you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Tyler, welcome to What's the Lie. How are you?
I'm good, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm fine. Dude, you okay? You need a cup of coffee or something? You're sounding a little, I don't know what the whole energy level is. You all right? Are you ready? I mean, you excited?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is America's favorite game show, and you get to participate in it. I'd like to have a little, a little excitement.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is. I apologize.
So
I'll correct this.
What do you do for it? What do you do to bring in some cash money these days, Tyler?
I currently work for FedEx.
A delivery boy a delivery man for FedEx. So you delivering packages to people's homes?
Yes.
Nice. You're on Ring cameras around America. I like it. I like it a lot. That is awesome. Have you ever been, have to talk to the Ring cameras at all? I mean, are you on a YouTube video somewhere delivering packages?
I shouldn't be on any YouTube videos, but they do catch me off guard every once in a while. They'll be like, oh, thank you.
Okay. That is awesome. So do you, do you stick the packages like behind the porch pole, or you just throw them up on the porch and you don't care?
I try to be somewhat discreet because obviously nowadays you really can't trust a lot of people that just drive by anymore.
Right.
So I try to put it in a spot where it's not going to be easily seen, especially if it's something that looks like it'd be a little more expensive.
Well, that's so nice of you.
But I don't do anything too crazy. I try to make it as easy for the customers as possible.
I mean, you're not responsible for it, so, take what you get. All right, here's your package. Move on. Am I right?
Well, yeah. I mean, fair enough.
Wow. So, I appreciate everything that you do as a FedEx delivery person. All right. So, you ready to play What's the Lie?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right. I feel like I've made it pretty easy today. So, if you're ready to play, four headlines, one not real, what's the lie? Headline number one. Kentucky City beams message into space inviting extraterrestrial visitors. Headline number two. American passenger bites flight attendant forcing plane to return to Tokyo. Headline number three. Arnold Schwarzenegger detained at Munich airport over luxury watch. Headline number four. HR department employees are more likely to have tongue piercings than those in other departments. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, Kentucky City beams message into space inviting extraterrestrial visitors. Headline number two, American passenger bites flight attendant forcing plane to return to Tokyo. Headline number three, Arnold Schwarzenegger detained at Munich airport over luxury watch. Headline number four, HR department employees are more likely to have tongue piercings than those in other departments. Those are your four headlines. Tyler, what is the lie?
I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger being detained.
Oh, no, Tyler.
No.
Man, did I want you to win.
Ugh.
I know. Hey, thanks for listening to What's the Lie? What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXXIII. So, man, did I want you to win, Tyler. I'm bummed. I really did want you to win.
Yeah, I was hoping so. I felt like I would have heard about it, but I guess I don't pay enough attention to the news.
So you could take another shot. I mean, I'll give you one more shot, not for to win anything, but just, you know, out of the goodness of my heart.
The only other one that seems like it makes sense is the Kentucky sending a message to space, but...
You feel like that's a lie, too?
I feel like it could be.
Yeah, it's not. But, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. The lie is the tongue piercings for HR employees, just so you know.
Huh, well...
I know. Now, next week, we may get a study that says, hey, tongue piercings in HR employees... are the number one piercing, but not yet. All right, Tyler, thank you for playing What's the Lie. I appreciate it. You be safe out there, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You too.
Absolutely.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.